Connecting our community. Choose life. Choose high. The 101.9 High FM.
Good evening. This is Stan Claff, the Hebrew Order of David, the HAD Hour. Tonight we're going to talk about the lodges in Atlanta, specifically a second lodge to be opened in Atlanta called Lodge Bezalel. We'll be crossing to Barry Simon, the current president of that lodge. We also have in the studio Joel Goldstein, who's on the Governing Lodge of South Africa, and he's also the vice president of the Johannesburg Lodge, Lodge Negev. Before we launch into that, I'd just like to give you an update. Mark Meltzer of our lodge is riding for Hatsola in the Cape, heading towards Cape Town for the August, this coming weekend. So far, they've ridden over 400 kilometers, and they're now in Caledon, where they're spending the night. Tomorrow, they'll shoot right through to Cape Town in readiness for the August. If you want to donate to the cause, and they're looking for some sponsorship still for the very worthy cause of Hatsola, you can contact the office of the Hebrew Order of David, which is 011-640-3017, or send us an email, admin@hodavid.org, and we'll send you the bank details. I have on the line Barry Simon. Barry, you with us?
I am, Stan.
Welcome. And we also have in the studio Joel Goldstein, who's the Vice President of Lodge Negev. Barry, how's the weather in Atlanta today?
Fortunately, it's dry. We've had a very, very wet year, probably one of the wettest years in history. So it's dry but cool.
Okay, great. So Barry, you were there at the start of Lodge Bezalel. You were the consecration president. And tell us, why Lodge Bezalel? Why the name Bezalel?
Well, it actually is part of my history. When I lived in South Africa, we didn't even have we lived rural when we lived in South Africa. Now, when I say rural Sandton, this is in 1958 when Sandton wasn't what it is today. And we didn't have a street number on our house. We only had a name, and my parents called our house Bezalel. And it's always been part of my life, and I've also tracked back to find out the origins of the word Bezalel. And Bezalel was actually the man in charge of building that they built in the desert, the Aron Kodesh that they built in the desert, and Bezalel was the architect of that.
Okay.
And there's also a meaning to the word Bezalel. That was his name, but the meaning is under the wing of God.
Okay, and you certainly growing the lodge, Lodge Bezalel, the second lodge to be opened of the Hebrew Order of David in Atlanta, and you're back for a second term and steering the lodge to new heights. Give us some idea of what you're doing.
Well, one of the things that we did to kind of revitalize the lodge, because we might have gone a little bit stagnant over the years, is first of all, we changed facilities. Not that there was anything wrong with the facility we were at before, but the facility where we're at now, we're able to kosher cook at the facility. And that made a big difference to bringing in some of the kosher foods that were not that that good, and that was a complaint about the lodge. So the first thing we did is we really, really upgraded our kosher foods and our cooking. And the other thing we did is we made sure that we got very, very good speakers that, besides the Table Lodge meeting, made members want to come to the meeting to hear who these speakers are and, you know, hear their stories.
And so when I visited Atlanta for the first time as Grand President, you had a barbecue at your house. And I remember that night you had boerewors, pap, the whole South African bit. So it was real braai, a home from home. Are you serving the same kind of fare at your meetings these days?
No, we do have boerewors. The Americans don't have an appreciation for pap yet, but we've definitely taught them a lot about boerewors, and a lot of them really like it. But we try to do different themes. Our next meeting, in fact, is an Israeli dinner. We had, for example, curry and rice at our last dinner. The dinner prior to that, we had chicken kebabs. We try to do a different theme at each meeting. and it's cooked on site by HOD brethren.
So actually what's happened here over the weeks that we've been running this program, it's become apparent that a lot of the activities of the Hebrew Order of David seem to center around food, and I want to steer away from that. So give us a bit of an idea about the activities rather than the food.
Well, some of the activities, as I mentioned, speakers are pretty important to us, and we've had some very interesting speakers. More recently, we've had a Baptist preacher who lives here in Atlanta, Georgia, and he has dedicated his life to resurrecting, finding, and making, and also revitalizing Jewish cemeteries, believe it or not, in Eastern Europe.
Wow.
So he goes over there with a crew, and they have been identifying some mass graves, 10, 12 people in graves that people in the towns have identified. And then they go and put up gravestones, and they also go into older Jewish cemeteries and revitalize them. So that was a very, very interesting speaker that we had recently. We've just had the curator for the Jewish Museum here in Atlanta come talk to us about upcoming events, previous events, and what they're looking to do. We've also, due to the shooting that we had at a synagogue here in the U.S., we've got the chief of the local police force coming to talk to us about security and things that we can do to make our synagogue more secure. And, you know, that's really a big, big part of it. The other part that I think has helped revitalize our lodge is doing things in the community and also including wives. Social events are pretty important for us. And we just this weekend had a very, very interesting social event that went down exceptionally well. And when we, at the end of the lodge, at the end of the meeting, when we finished and had a goodbye speech, numerous wives spoke out loud and said, well, when's the next event, including wives? So I think it's important. And if you've got a minute, I'll be happy to tell you about that event.
Okay. So we're really interested to hear that for a moment, just to digress. Also have in the studio here, Joel Goldstein. He's on the Governing Lodge of South Africa. A lot of help. He helps with a lot of different aspects of the Governing Lodge. And in particular, he's the Vice President of Lodge Negev, a longtime member of the order, was living in Israel. Joel, give us some background to your, to yourself and your history with the order.
I joined roughly in 1972, if I remember, in Cape Town. And I joined Kinneret there, and then we had Golan, Lodge Golan, and then when I moved to Israel, I joined the Israeli Lodge. And when we returned to South Africa, I went back to the Cape Town Lodge, and when I transferred to Johannesburg, of course I joined the Lodge in Johannesburg, so I've been through pretty, I would say many lodges, and I've been here a long time, since 1972.
And Joel is also, he's a worthy brother, became a worthy brother many years ago. He's a recipient of the Order of Merit. Besides that, he's run the Senate, which is the body of, members of the Order who have reached the level of worthy brother. As at the moment, he's standing as the deputy principal of the Senate, but he has been the principal. And he's also an integral part of some of the projects that we do in Lodge Negev. I'll talk about those in a few minutes. What are you doing fundraising in Atlanta, Barry?
Yes, we're doing fundraising, but most of the fundraising that we've been doing has been on a sort of collaborated basis with other lodges. I decided to spend this year trying to rebuild and grow our lodge, as opposed to doing much in the way of fundraising.
Okay. We're gonna take a short break and we'll be back.
Connecting our community. Choose life. Choose high. The 101.9 High FM.
And you're with the HOD Hour. We are connecting our community with the Hebrew Order of David community worldwide. I'll just give you two numbers if you want to contact us while we're here. On WhatsApp, number one is 061 0891-895-1019. If you want to SMS, you can SMS 34519. We're talking to Barry Simon in Atlanta, who's the president of Lodge Bezalel. We're talking to Joel Goldstein, who currently is the vice president of Lodge Negev. Barry, in Atlanta, there are four lodges divided. It's really territorial in a sense. You're in another part of Atlanta to where the others are. Which area are you in? Sandy Springs or?
Well, we've actually just, as I said in the beginning, we've moved location. So we used to be in a county called Cobb County.
Cobb County.
And we moved closer to, yes, we're in Sandy Springs now. Now there is another lodge in Sandy Springs. We're about probably in kilometers, 12, 15 kilometers apart. But we moved from Cobb County, which at that time would have probably been about 20 kilometers apart.
So actually, I mean, because of the numbers of people, and particularly Jews in the cities in America, I mean, you have large populations, so there is room for growth. Last time I spoke to the governing lodges in America, governing lodge in America, they're looking for growth. Do you think there's going to be room for expansion in Atlanta, or is it going to be expansion outside Atlanta in other areas, or both?
I would say definitely in other areas, and yes, there is an opportunity in Atlanta, but I think we've learned a lesson, and that is, you know, when you do start a new lodge, you know, not to take too many members from other lodges and diminish their numbers. So I anticipate they're going to be in more of the outlying areas of Atlanta as opposed to the area where we are now.
Right. So my experience with coming to America is particularly Atlanta, but also other areas, the attraction of real Americans as opposed to mainly South Africans who joined the order in the early days, are you attracting the newer members from other areas like, born and bred Americans?
Absolutely. I'm not sure of the numbers. I guess our governing lodge would probably be able to give you more accurate numbers. But I'd be very surprised if the HOD numbers today is even anywhere near 20% South African and 80% other. I have to say other because we've got Israeli, Argentinians, all over the world. But obviously the majority is American. And I think we really made that very much part of our objective, is to not make this a South African organization, although it started that way. And we've achieved that. We've had Argentinian presidents, we've had American presidents, we've had a lot of Israeli members. And the other nice thing, which I'm starting to see now, is kids of South Africans who are American kids, but their parents were Israeli. I mean, sorry, their parents were South African, now joining the lodges. And when I say kids, I'm talking people in their 20s and 30s.
Right, and it's actually a phenomenon which wasn't so prevalent in South Africa in last years, where the younger members or children of members didn't actively follow their parents into the order or their fathers or uncles into the order. But subsequently, I think we are seeing a little bit of a resurgence in that respect. We're looking here to grow. We're talking to young people to open another lodge in the Johannesburg area, particularly linked to Sandton. And we're looking at people. And of course, the first port of call is to talk to the children of existing members, because they understand the dynamic. They understand the Hebrew Order of David, what it stands for. It's been a household name throughout the country. And, we're fortunate that we've been, in one way, that immigration actually from South Africa, gave us opportunity to open elsewhere. But I'm pleased to hear that there is a growth with, born and bred, so to speak, native Americans joining the order. That's heartening.
Yeah, it really was for us as well when these young men started joining. And not only joining, but they brought along a couple of friends. And, that takes you out of the South African kids community and into the American kids community. And, we've had a couple of them joining here at Bezalel. And, I know at Carmel as well. I'm not sure the other lodges, but the other lodges are a lot less South African. The ones in Atlanta, a lot less South African, more American. And that's our northern one called Shimshon and our one in the midtown called Magen David.
Yes, and so I've attended meetings when I was there of Lodge Carmel. Of course, that's where when I started coming to America, fortunate enough to travel a number of times there. And, you know, Carmel, I attended meetings of Carmel and, of course, some of the other lodges. And I could see the growth. When I got there, you were already attracting sufficient members to open new lodges almost exclusively with American citizens. I think that's the way to go.
Just to draw a comparison, Magen David, which is kind of downtown, is a very young lodge, and the president of the lodge, Peter Rivner, was at college with my son. So that gives you an idea of how young the lodge is. That, you know, he's 35.
And you're young enough to have old enough to have a child at, of age to join the order? You surprise me.
I am.
Okay, and I'm going to cross a little bit now.
I'm going to tell you our...
Sorry, carry on.
Sorry, to interrupt you just 1 minute. Our family history goes back very, very far in HOD, and if I can take a minute and tell you a quick story, you might remember this, Stan, but my mother-in-law, who lived in Brakpan, lost her mother at childbirth, and she was being raised by a grandmother, and we're talking now... being a teenager in the late 50s, HOD sent her on a vacation to Durban, called the president of the lodge in Durban at the time and said, you know, this young lady, we'd like to send her over, and would you host her? And he did. And while she was there, he called a friend and said, you know, would your son like to come and meet this young lady? And cut a long story short, they ended up getting married. So, you know, my in-laws met through HOD.
So HOD has served many purposes, and we're marriage counselors, shotguns, the whole lot.
Yeah.
We managed to do what we can in that respect. Of course, in those days, the link between all of the lodges, and we had lodges in South Africa throughout the country, as I've always joked, everywhere there was a Forskas bank. But of course, yes, Durban in its heyday was pretty active lodge, and my wife grew up in Durban, and I also went down there for a fateful holiday and met her on the beach, and you know, four children later, four grandchildren later, and two dogs, here I am.
There you go.
Actually, what happened, just coincidentally, I printed some bridge notes for my wife on the way here before I came, and I'd got mixed up with the notes for this meeting. So it always reminded me that I've always said that bridge is like marriage. You start off with two hearts and a diamond, and you end up looking for a club and a spade.
Yeah. for a new bridge player, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. It's the hand you dealt. Okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to take another break just for a few seconds, just for some ads, and then we'll come back and discuss a little bit more about the lodges in South Africa and the lodges in the link between us and you.
Connecting our community. Choose life. Choose high. The 101.9 High FM.
It's almost 6:30. You're with the HID Hour on High FM. Bring you one project which we're in the throes of launching. We're launching, Barry, you may be interested. It's a photographic project called A Day in the Life of a Jew in South Africa. And today with technology, cell phones, it's very easy to take a picture, send it in to us. A picture tells us 1,000 words. We don't want 1,000 words. We want a few words to send it in. We hope to publish it in the book later in the year if all goes well. We also are offering 25,000 rand in prizes. I mean, I know that means not much in dollars, but in South Africa, it's pretty okay. And,
Absolutely. And we are
launching our website within the next month or so. and we will be posting some pictures on there and our Facebook page. We'd like to see what goes on in the community. And of course, if we can manage to launch some sort of book, it'll be quite, I think there'll be interest around the world for that book. We are streaming audio around the world on Chai FM, and people are listening to us from all over. And I'm be hoping that we'll spread the word of the Hebrew Order of David through this medium. We've taken an hour slot each week on a Thursday, and we'll be presenting we're actually focusing on the leadership in the lodges, but we're also going to be talking to some organizations and individuals who are working in the non-profit space and in the volunteer space to get us ideas on leadership and get us ideas on where we should be going with the order. We've looked at anti-Semitism, we've looked at assimilation, and we're trying to build a picture of the Hebrew Order of David and what we can do around the world, where we have lodges, not only in the United States, we have it through Canada, we have it in the United Kingdom, and we have in Israel, and of course throughout South Africa. We're talking to Barry Simon in Atlanta, and we have Joel Goldstein in Johannesburg. Joel, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about Lodge Negev. It's my lodge as well, but give us an idea of where we're going with some of the projects.
Well, our major project, obviously, is the one which we have with Kosher Mobile Meals. And the majority of the fundraising is done for them. Kosher Mobile Meals, as many people know, is a very, very fantastic organization that cares for and looks after those disabled or those that cannot prepare meals for themselves. And they go out to places like Kensington, Hillbrow, Yeovil, and those areas where the recipients can't really get out to go and get their own food. Some of the money, if we get extra, we distribute down to PE, and we have, if there's any over, we also manage to distribute some of that money during Purim. But the majority goes for the Yunt of Joy project that we have, which comes obviously at Rosh Hashanah. We pack food parcels, and the bingo that we raise the money is normally given as a check for the Kosher Mobile Meals for them to use.
So we collect that money via email campaign, which we start pretty much around the Pesach time because we want to give people plenty of time to donate. It's really with the generosity of the community, and I'm really pleased to say that we get donations from around the world, from as far afield as New Zealand, Australia, right through America, through the UK, Israel. We do get money, and it's very appreciated, and we actually distribute it via this Kosher Mobile Meals. They have a very organized distribution network. Of course, we aren't able to match that, and so it's a marriage which works. The women from the Union of Jewish Women who run Kosher Mobile Meals are quite amazing. They put their backs into it, and of course we do the packing and the parcels and the buying of the goods, and we get it ready for them to distribute, and I'm pleased to say that we feed quite a large number of people in addition to those organizations who are already giving food parcels, but our food parcels are different in the sense we try to make it different for Yontav, where we have nice goodies for Rosh Hashanah, the honeys, the chocolates, some items which they can enjoy as a family, which they normally wouldn't get. Barry, I know that the lodges in America also support these kind of projects, and I'm sure you have that type of fundraising and a distribution. But you say you're focusing on the Chavashaft aspect a little bit more from your lodge. So, does that include social events with the members of the order?
Yes, it does involve social events with the members of the order. And as I said, we're trying to include wives. Something else that we've done is every event that we have, we invite prospective members that have already been vetted and been to a coffee and said that they're going to join but haven't yet been through initiation or installation into a new lodge. So because they're in the wings and, you know, waiting to join the lodge, we like to include them in these functions that we have. Like, for example, we have actually raised quite a bit of money through poker evenings. And we open it to the community. We open it to other lodges. We open it to, you know, prospective members that have been vetted and raise quite a bit of money through that.
Right.
But, you know, we also do annually a men's getaway. We go to I don't want to call it camping. It's rustic huts. And we go up Friday afternoon. We have a Shabbos meal up there. We have all day Saturday. And Saturday night, a big bonfire and too much drinking and too much whiskey. And then go home on Wednesday. But really, we try to get the brethren, especially new members, as soon as they join, we try to get them involved. Even if it's, you know, at a committee level, helping out with membership, helping out with table lodge, whatever it might be. I think the key to keeping our members and growing our lodge is getting the new members involved more than just coming to once a month meeting. And it seems to be working.
I think the essence of the order is that it's not only giving money. I mean, it's giving of yourself, giving your time, putting the effort into the exercise. And of course, I think working together with other members of the order, I think that actually, that's what breeds the Chavashaft. And, you know, working together in a happy community, it makes light work. I mean, it's just, that's the way it is. I think people, we've forgotten. It's a kind of a lost art. I think you were talking about growing up in a rural community. I think that was the hallmark of those kind of communities, which is somehow lost today. And I think people are yearning for it.
And something else which we have an advantage in America is American men understand fraternities. They all went with it. Most of them were members of fraternities at college. So this is like a big boys fraternity or an old man's fraternity, but, you know, not a college fraternity. So that is also, you know, something that the Americans really understand. But another thing that we have really tried to do this year and been very successful at, in fact, our next meeting is a raising to the second degree, and then we have a speaker as well. But we've invited another lodge to join us, and we've done that often, that we've either gone to another lodge or had that lodge come and join us. And, you know, we get to meet the brethren from the other lodges, and, you know, there's always a commonality. Somebody knows somebody, and, you know, we get to know each other, and the more we get together, the better we get to know each other. So that's also, you know, I think the brethren like that, meeting the brethren from the other lodges and getting to know each other.
I think that, yeah, I think that the way that the order works is that it's not Facebook. You're not dealing with people in cyberspace. You're dealing face-to-face. You're meeting people. You make friends. And now on a personal level that I've made friends around the world with members of the order, and I think that is essentially the part. I mean, some of my best friends come from are Jews, but some of my best friends are also members of the Hebrew Order of David who belong to other lodges, and yeah, we become friendly over the time. And I think that's an important thing. Barry, give us, you've got some time, a little bit of time left. Tell us what you do in your real life when you're not running the lodge in Atlanta, in Lodge Bezalel. Give yourself
a
punt.
I call myself the exception to the rule because I'm one of the very few Jewish diesel mechanics. Started in 1976 with Barlow's Caterpillar and spent 24 years with Caterpillar in the workshops, the last 14 of which I was service manager in two dealerships here in the U.S., one in Canada, one in the U.S. And then in 2000, I started my own business. So I buy, repair, and sell earth-moving equipment. Anything that moves dirt, from quarrying to road building to construction to cranes. So that's a little bit about what I do.
So you're into heavy metal.
Heavy equipment is my gig. And the other thing we often do at HOD, and again, we do it at a lodge and we'll invite another lodge or two to join us, not particularly my lodge, it might be another one, is we have get-togethers where the brethren get up and get 2 or 3 minutes to discuss what they do. And you would be very, very surprised to see how many times, you know, I'll give you an example. We had a function, and I had a brother that is a builder, and somebody else got up at the open lodge and said that he sells granite. And within a week, the builder had placed an order of something like $60,000 of granite with him. So, you know, these meetings to meet each other and find out what we do and support each other have worked out pretty well too.
So I mean, $60,000, I reckon that's like the economy of South Africa at the moment. If I look at the exchange rates.
it's a big order, but the builder does build very prestigious homes. So
please don't talk in telephone numbers. Okay, yes, and your son is in your business with you?
Yes, I have a son of 32 is in my business with me. And two other kids. My daughter's a therapist. And my older son of 35 is what they call an AUSA, or Assistant U.S. Attorney, which means he works for the Department of Justice, which is the federal government of the United States, but works in Georgia representing the federal government.
So you're one of the guys that's gunning for my friend Donald.
Oh, my best friend. I rag my son. That's his boss.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to you were saying?
No, I was just going to reiterate that it's very important for us to get new members involved. That's the only way that we retain and grow our membership.
Right, and if I mean I know that around the world there's a diverse mixture of members of the order, being anything, as you said, from doctors, lawyers, estate agents, granite producers, builders, heavy metal, and artists, sprinkler systems, which is what Joel does, and items like that. So it's an opportunity for to meet other people and to cross pollinate actually with people in business and to really get to know what's going on around you and learn about what other people do and how they do it. And even if you don't interact with them on a business level, it's interesting to know what people do in their life.
Oh, absolutely. And there's been many, many other instances. I mean, I, for example, use one particular doctor that I met at HOD. You know, and the other nice part about it is, I've got his number. If I need to call him, I don't have to go through his secretary, through his nurse to get to him. I just call him in the evening. It's, it's a personal touch, very much so.
Right. I'm going to talk to Joel a little bit about what he does. So, Joel, this is your opportunity to give us a punt, give yourself a punt. Joel's actually a very diverse guy. He's an autistic person. He's been involved in different businesses. But tell us a bit about it.
I've been in irrigation for the last 35 years, mainly in the domestic field, supplying irrigation and installing and repairing irrigation. But my passion at the moment is art in Judaica art, of which I concentrate mainly on making mezuzah covers, handmade mezuzah covers, which is becoming quite popular in Johannesburg. And I've got few people to thank for that. One of them is David at Khalil Bookshop, who has been egging me on to produce something different all the time. And over the last 2 years, I've had a good success supplying the Cape Town Jewish Museum, as well as a Judaica shop in Atlanta and a Judaica shop in Golders Green in London. So it's been fairly good, and I've got orders coming in all the time. So it's been very interesting.
And they're very, very artistic, very colorful mezuzah covers and other items which he makes. Actually, we are going to be experimenting with a little bit of a sale promotion of these. We're doing a joint venture with Joel on some of these products. We're going to be sending out emails to the community, and we'll deliver those items anywhere in the country. They can pay for it in Johannesburg or through the bank account. Once it's paid for, we'll deliver it within the scope of whatever it is. But you can go to any part of South Africa. We have a courier service which we've engaged. You're familiar with the Blessings book in Atlanta, Barry?
Very much so. We've had quite a bit of success in selling in there. So, definitely picking up momentum. I'm not sure how many hundreds we took. We took a couple of cases, I guess, last year.
You took 2,000.
Well, there you go. I didn't realize it was that many. But, yes, we have been – and, you know, the more they get out, the more we are able to sell them. Right. So, we sell them on the ideas. When you go to people, instead of taking a bottle or two of wine, you know, for a Saturday night, take one of these books. They'll use it forever. And then hopefully they'll come back and buy them for their kids.
And so we did a project with that book over the last year where we sold it, and we also couriered it around the country. And I even had orders coming from America for people wanting to send it to family and friends here, and we sent it to them. And in fact, one morning somebody phoned to say there's somebody leaving to go to Israel, wants to take a book. This was at 7 o'clock in the morning. And the only way I could get it to them in time was to send it via Uber. So I sent it to them to Uber and via Uber, and they got it and they got on the plane and off they went. So it has become quite popular. Unfortunately, we ran out of stock, and we're looking now to see if we can proceed with another batch going forward. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll have a little ad break and then we're going to come back and finish off.
Frequency like no other. 101.9 High FM.
And we're back, and before I wrap the show with Barry in America and then with Joel in the studio, I just want to give a couple of announcements. We talked about the communities around South Africa, and we are busy at the moment having a revitalization. Of all our memorabilia, and we'll be putting that on show in our new revamped library and media center. And we're looking for anything that you may have in your attic or something that you're not using has anything to do with the Hebrew Order of David. We'd like to get it for you. We'll collect it from you wherever you are. We'll pay for the courier, for the postage, whatever it is, to get it to us. If you've got something, of course, don't take your favorite Kiddush cup and send it to us, the one that you use every Friday, if it's got the HOD on it. But if you've got stuff that you're not using and you would like to donate it, or you've got members of the family you're keeping stuff in a box and you're not using it at all, please send it to us. One or two more announcements. The Dr. Herzl Lodge will be holding a golf day on the 5th of June. If you'd like to participate, you can contact Jeff Salsky, who's the convener. And his number is 076-686-8259. You want to contact him. We also have a function here every 3 or 4 months, which we bring elderly people from the different homes and wherever they are, if they're in the community, grandparents or people who are elderly are welcome to attend. That's a free morning at the HOD Center. The entertainer this time on the 16th of May this year will be Ezra Scher. If you want to attend, it will be 011-640-3017. Phone the office and let us know. Invitations have gone out to the homes for people to attend this, and you're most welcome. It's a very nice morning. The refreshments provided, and it's a nice morning at the center. Barry, before we wrap, is there anything, last words you want to say about the order, about anything about Lodge Bezalel? Give the lodge a punt.
I think we've pretty much covered Lodge Bezalel, but we've had a member come to a couple of our meetings that's actually joined HOD South Africa in very early 1970s.
Right.
So you know, we've got much older members and much, much newer members. And the next big event that we're doing here in Atlanta is actually a communal event with all the lodges, and that is our annual barbecue. We do a Jewish barbecue where we have anywhere between 3,500 and 5,000 people come to the barbecue. And it's a very, very big event. I haven't seen the paperwork, but I heard it's about a $50,000 budget to put this barbecue on, and HOD is 100% responsible for putting it on. And it really does draw the whole community to Atlanta. We've got a very prestigious venue, and it's our seventh or eighth year that we're putting this on.
What date?
Very, very successful.
What's the date?
It is, I'm not sure the exact date, but it's in, I think it's in October.
Okay.
So we work pretty much all year towards it. The other thing that we're very proud of at Bezalel is our website. We put a lot of time and effort into our website. Every time we have a speaker come, we add it. So we, you know, have a list of what we've had during the year. We put photos of speakers and anything that's of any interest. So if anybody has any interest in looking at our website, it's hodbezalel.org. And okay, you'll see photos of all the membership and the various functions.
Okay, Barry, I want to thank you for coming on, for taking the time. I know you're a busy man, to track you down to come on the show.
Pleasure.
And,
it's a pleasure.
I wish you a good Yontov. I mean, not too good Yontov, a good Shabbos. And to Rochelle and the family, and all the best. And thank you for coming on.
Pleasure. And Joel, good meeting you. And thank you, Sam.
Thanks.
Nice meeting you too.
Joel, any last word you want to say about Lodge Negev?
No, I think we've covered just about everything. Just a reminder to the community in Johannesburg, please, we wish you would support us at the bingo evening, which will be later this year. There will be reminders going out. Please book early, because we know this year we are going to be really, really full.
Right. So the last words about the different projects that are on the go. We have one project which we're running continuously, which is a wish list, where we ask members of the community, member organizations, small organizations, what they would be needing for their, to run their projects or run their organizations, be it a small item. We don't hand out cash. We do hand out items which we, you know, on a wish list. We've just had the Ruth Mayer speak at the HOD Center. It was a fundraising evening. And as a result of that, we're going to be handing over a fibrillator to Atsola as part of the proceeds which has come out of that fundraising effort. We like to support these communities. Some of our members are riding, particularly Mark Meltzer, for Atsola in the Cape, heading towards Cape Town, to ride on the, in the August, but they've been riding for this week to raise funds for that solar. And so, as I said, if you want to, do want to donate, contact us at admin@hodavid.org or 011-640-3017, and we'll give you the banking details. I've mentioned the Dr. Herzl Lodge's golf day, which takes place on the 5th of June. It's always a bumper event. Nobody goes away empty-handed. They have wonderful prizes, and it's a nice day out. We give you a meal in the evening. You can contact Jeff Sulski at 076-686-8259. The last word is to talk about our memorial meeting, which we'll be holding on the 29th of August, 2019. And I come back to the fact that there are items out in the community which we would like to get back. But there are also people in the community, widows and families of members of the Hebrew Order of David who have passed on, and we'd like you to attend this memorial meeting, which is in honor of our deceased members, which we hold on an annual or biannual basis. It's a nice evening, low-key, but we have a rabbi leading the prayers, and each aspect and members are mentioned, are those members who have passed on, and we highly value our members who passed on and who formed part of the fabric of the Hebrew Order of David over the last 110 or 115 years in Johannesburg and in the other centers around the country, but also in the country communities. And if you really want to pay homage to those brethren who have passed on, those members who have passed on, we really welcome you. It will be announced. The date at the moment, if you want to take it down or pencil it into your calendars, the 29th of August this year, and it takes place at the HOD Center, which I'm sure everybody knows. And we'd really like to see you and your family. And if you want to attend, as I said, contact the HOD office, and we'd really like to to see you there. A bit of background, a bit of facts and about the history of the Hebrew Order of David. So up until the 1980s, South Africa was the home of the Hebrew Order of David as an international body, only really operating here and in Zimbabwe, where we had two lodges. And here in South Africa, where we had some upwards of 60 lodges. Now we have 8 lodges left in South Africa because of emigration to a large extent. And we've managed to open up lodges in the United States. We just spoke to Barry Simon, who heads up the Lodge Bezalel, which is the second lodge in Atlanta and also the second lodge in the United States. Today we have a lodge in San Diego. We have a lodge in Boca Raton. We have 2 lodges in Texas, one in Houston and one in Houston and one in, what's the other city? Houston is, there's another city in, I think there's another city in Dallas called Dallas. Oh, sorry, I forgot it for a moment. Of course, where John Kennedy was shot. But, there's the lodge in those 2 lodges are flying. A lot of members of the community have joined. They're the fastest growing lodges in the country. And aside from Atlanta, where we've now got 4 lodges coming out of one lodge, which grew and grew and grew and burst its seams, then spawned another 3 lodges in the area and looking possibly in the years to come to form another one. In Canada, we opened in Toronto a couple of years back, and they're due to have installations of their new offices in April in Boca Raton, San Diego, and in Toronto. And one of our members, Bernard Schull, will be traveling. He's a past Grand President. He'll be traveling to the United States to attend those installations on behalf of the order. We always send a representative to attend these international organizations, these international functions, which we have hold on an annual or biannual basis, where we change the members, the office bearers of the lodge, and the slate of officers is continually changing. Leadership battles are really, although they're in a friendly basis, competition is rife, and people do want to lead the lodges and get involved in the lodges and the activities of the Hebrew Order of David, which is growing in the United States. We also were fortunate to open lodges in England. We have 3 lodges operating there, and we still have 2 lodges. I say still. We're proud to say that we have lodges in Israel, 2 lodges operating, one in Jerusalem, one in Ranana, and we'll be talking to the leaders of those lodges in the weeks to come and give you an idea of what the Hebrew Order of David looks like on an international basis, where as friends, as acquaintances, as we call ourselves brethren, we're in communication with these lodges on a continuous basis. We have an overarching body with a Grand President now for the first time. We first had a Grand President coming out of South Africa in the United Kingdom, was Michael Margolis. Then we now have, and we had a few weeks ago, the current Grand President, who's Alan Rubinstein, who's also in Atlanta. We talked to him about the growth of the order, where he was right at the very start of the order. And so we are growing, and we're looking to grow this order into much more than we are at the moment, because we serve the community within where we operate. Each of the lodges serves the communities where they operate. They assist those people in need. It's not only to Jewish causes, although of course we do favor Jewish organizations as far as possible and Jewish assistance to Jews, but we have done far-reaching projects into the wider community, and we're proud to say we've been part of the fabric in South Africa for 115 years, and now we're growing, and we're already over 20 years presence out of South Africa, and as an organization, it's a proud history and a proud heritage. We're about to wrap up, and I take this opportunity to wish you a good Shabbos, a good weekend. Thank you to Barry Simon, who's left us already. Thank you to Joel for taking the time to come and talk to us about Lodge Negev. And thank you, listeners. And if you want to contact the Hebrew Order of David, call me on 011-640-3017. I'm Stan Claff. I'm the Grand Secretary of the Hebrew Order of David International. And good night.